Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Savard's here. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 16 years. He's been hanging out with us. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the charmed cork in our Brain Trust. He's started out as a sole proprietor, and he still is. And he's a word merchant. He helps people put their message out there and get it done well. And he's been hanging out with us now since 1999, the last century, the previous millennia. And he's here to share some of the things that that goes on in when you're a party of one. Jeffrey Savard, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure.
An award-winning journalist too, by the way. I want to point out, nationally recognized by the SBA. Jeff, I remember when we would show up for work and somebody would have a new car, we'd all get excited about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now people show up for work and somebody has a new phone, and that's what we get excited about. Never mind the car. Somebody's got a new phone, right?
I got my Maserati, but I got my iPhone 6. Let me see your iPhone 6.
What's the deal? You know what?
Well, it's interesting because I've been a smartphone user for a while. Started with my BlackBerry many years ago, and then moved on to an iPhone. And I had a 4 until about last week, and eventually just was starting to run out of room. And
you've stayed with Apple, haven't you?
I've stayed with Apple, and
I went over and came back. I've still got droids.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, and I know, you know, people choose their phone by whether it's by reputation, whether it's by specific services that it offers and functionality that it delivers. You know, it's interesting because one thing that happened was, and you know, there are those who buy their phones because they are what we've called before the bleeding edge. They're out on the very, very leading edge of the razor's edge of technology, and I'm not a believer in that. I mean, I had my 4 when the 6S came along.
Well, you and I both have. When we were talking about technology 16 years ago, one of the few things we completely agree on is that we've always been late adopters of the generations.
When
Generation 5 came out, we were just buying 4 because they had all the kinks worked out in it, and it was darn near as good as the 5 and less expensive.
And that's the key point, is the two points. You know, one is you let someone else be the, as I've written about, you know, in home officing on Chief Home Officer, my website, I'll write, and I've written frequently about, let someone else be the pioneers. You know, it's the pioneers who take the spears and the arrows as they go through untamed lands. Then you come in behind them and move into settled areas. You know, I mean, I don't need to be that pioneer. I don't need the spears and arrows of quirky technology or, you know, buggy applications. Let someone else do that.
An example of that for me was, I don't know if you went through this, but when Microsoft came out with Vista.
Right. Oh, gosh.
The Vista operating system.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had XP and Vista. I think that's what was before Vista. And so I had XP and I loved it. Vista came out and I didn't immediately adopt it. And all I heard was bad stuff.
Right.
Well,
right.
Vista came and went. And I still had XP. I basically jumped over two versions of their operating system because I didn't get caught up in Vista. It would have been a mistake.
Well, I'm still
on. And I adopted it first.
Exactly. I'm still getting these alerts that pop up. I'm on Microsoft on Windows, and I keep getting these alerts saying, okay, free upgrade to 10. I'm like, I don't think so.
I like my 7, don't you?
I'm totally happy with 7. Thank you very much. But the thing is, you know, sometimes the technology that we use stays functional, but it loses some of not the newness. I mean, I'm certainly not one, as we've said, not one to buy because of new, but it loses some, like, for example, my 4 started running out of capacity. And it's my iPhone 4, and it also started getting a little buggy, and it kept pushing, saying, you know, time to move up to the next iOS, the operating system, which is reasonable if you want to start downloading newer apps and have newer functionality, but I couldn't do it with the 4. And I said, you know what, I don't want the latest iOS, but I want a newer iOS, and I also needed more space. So I went out online, and I bought a 5S after exhaustive research.
Right.
They're on the 6S now. I bought a 5S.
Used.
Which was what they called gently used, or what they took from Lexus, certified pre-owned from a local reseller here.
Was this reworked, or was it just?
No, it wasn't refurbished. They just get it in, they wipe it, so all the old data is off it to make sure it has.
But it's in good condition, and
it was essentially
it just so happened that it was owned by a little old lady who only used it in church, right?
Exactly, only used it in church when God and Jesus weren't looking. She was like, you know, surfing around when the minister wasn't talking, you know, wasn't looking at her. But anyway, so I got this phone, and I saved about $300-$400 off trying to buy a brand new phone.
Because
I got it.
All right, so here's let's put this in context. Carriers are less. Have they completely quit? I haven't bought a phone lately. Have they completely quit subsidizing the purchasing of phones?
Most have. They have completely.
So instead of being able to go in and buy a $700 phone for $100, if I take a 2-year contract, they've stopped doing that now, right?
They take it off contract. They either sell it to you straight up at whatever the cost is.
Yeah.
Or the one that I'm with has this plan.
So it's a blink level now to change phones.
Yeah, exactly. So
used to be like a no brainer, but now it's a blink level.
Now, so what I did is I was off contract. So they just take the SIM card out of my old phone, put it in my new phone. My carrier is none the wiser.
Right.
And I'm able to surf as if I was, you know, surf as if I
and what did it cost
on a new
phone? You might tell us what it cost you for the 5?
It cost me 3 and change, 3 plus tax.
Okay, how much does it when a 6 cost you?
A 6 would have cost 7.
Yeah.
So over $700.
So more than half off.
Yeah, and the thing also is that my carrier was not offering. I got a 5 because I wanted 64 gigabytes of data,
right,
of memory, that they weren't offering the 5 at 64. They were diminishing the available unit.
In terms of the new one.
In terms of the new one,
uh-huh,
so that
right.
they could push
you
into
even
the
get,
next
you
model.
You couldn't even get a new 5 at the capacity you wanted, capability
right.
you wanted.
Exactly.
The specs.
So... You know, you go in, you touch
so,
it.
So, this was, so you found this as another option. How did you determine who to do business with so you felt safe?
Well, there are a bunch of them out there. There's a bunch of online, you know, Gazelle, Swappa, Glide, a bunch of them. And then I used my network.
Any guarantees?
Network.
I mean, if you get it, it doesn't work for you.
60 days.
60
days.
Okay. How about
bring
that?
It back.
How about 100%. That, folks? So check that out. When you show up at your carrier and they want you to pay $700 for the new phone, you might want to... Check this out. Thanks, Jeff. Good job. Good report. Jeffrey Zavarn, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. He and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.